and you can bring up what you want. Toll-free number tonight, 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line, it's 1-855-450-3733. Here with you this evening, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
And we invite you over to our website. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for their sites. We give it away at freetalklive.com. So enjoy. Once again, freetalklive.com. You can create the content there by submitting items to the site. Somebody sent me something this afternoon outside of our website saying, oh, this would make great show content. And it probably would. But please submit them to the website so even if we don't get to it on the air, some people can still see it. Some people can still benefit from you taking the time to put something over at freetalklive.com, because when you put something up on the site, it gets voted on, and the most voted up make it to the front page. They get promoted, as it's called, to the front page so more people can see. So whether they make them on the air or whether they make it on the air or not, more people will see it if you submit it at freetalklive.com. 855-450-FREE. Coming up, the Obamacare news. Well, you probably, if you've listened to talk radio at all today, that's probably about all you've heard. We've managed to get through 2 hours of the program here thus far and have pretty much avoided talking about it entirely, except a brief comment in the first hour. We're going to go to your phone calls first, though, and then maybe we'll get to that. Of course, you can call and comment on it if you would like. Tell us how you feel about the Supreme Court ruling in favor of the what they call the individual mandate, the Obamacare thing. Let's go to the phones here and to Alex in New Jersey on the amp lines. Alex, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Earlier in the show, I heard you guys talking about Bitcoin, and I have to say I have a dissenting opinion.
Okay.
I do not like Bitcoins because I do not think that they are money. And I think that they are a money substitute. And I think that they are not as anonymous as people think they are.
What makes them not money before you go through your laundry list?
Well, the number one defining fact that it's not money is the fact that you cannot, it has no intrinsic value. You cannot consume it like you can with silver and gold, for example.
Well, consume it or intrinsic value are two different things, because Bitcoin is both a currency and a money transfer system. So therefore, because they are integral, would you agree that PayPal has value?
Yeah, I mean,
okay,
it's
so wait. Let me finish
currency.
My point then. I just wanted to get a point there. I just wanted to make sure that we were in agreement that PayPal has value. So since Bitcoins are inexorably both currency and a payment transfer system, they have the value of a payment transfer system.
They have the value as of a payment transfer system, but it is not money.
Money is a circulating medium of exchange. Absolutely, Bitcoin is money.
It has no intrinsic value.
It's not required.
It has intrinsic value because it's a payment transfer system.
What you're saying is
that PayPal's worthless.
You're looking at Bitcoin from the perspective of, oh, well, it doesn't have anything physical behind it.
I can't wear it for jewelry.
Therefore, it doesn't have intrinsic value. But that's not true. Mark just gave you one of the reasons why it has intrinsic value. Here's another one. Because you can use it anonymously. Generally, it's not anonymous right out the box, but there are ways to use it anonymously, and so therefore it can be used for purchasing all manner of things that otherwise would be very difficult to get your hands on. That's some more intrinsic value that Bitcoin has. It's also intrinsically valuable because it's instantaneous in its transfer and its ability to transfer money.
It's an unbreakable
worldwide.
It's an unbreakable code.
I just don't trust Bitcoin as a store of value. I mean, I would
I'm with you on that.
Getting a transaction done, getting in and getting out.
That's valuable.
Passing capital controls. Valuable, and I agree with you that it's valuable for that. But
then it's intrinsically valuable.
Jeez, you guys.
Well, so I'm with you. If you're saying that I'm only going to go with mediums that are proven over a course of five millenniums or more as a store of value, fine. Bitcoin doesn't have five millennia of track record.
There's risk involved.
Try to send silver on the internet, and you'll find out that you can't shove it. That if you shove it through those little slits in the side of your computer, they just lay there.
I would get in, get out, and get on with my life. I would put whatever physical money into the network, make whatever transactions I need to make, and then get out. That's the way that
you can do it that way if you want.
You
can do it that way if you want to, and BitInstant.com can help you with that, but that's not my interest. I'd rather just let the Bitcoin sit there and see what happens to them. At this point, they're $6 and something per piece, and they've been as low as a few cents. So,
well, don't forget there was a huge bubble yep. because of speculation, which is not, you know, bad. Speculators are good, but, you know, they are very volatile.
It's risky, man.
Well, I don't know that they're very volatile. They had a one run up, and then they fell down, and now they've been creeping upwards. If you look at volatility, they're not particularly volatile and over the course of, you know, since that rundown.
But it is new. It is something that's, you know, because it's new, it's going to be intimidating to people, and there's risk
also,
involved in
can
anything
short
new.
It?
Also, might I add that you need to be on the Internet to make the transaction.
That's not true either.
You can short it, but not necessarily safely.
That is not true either. The new the Bitcoin cards that are going to be coming out are, what was it, bitcoincard.somethingorother.com?
I'll look it up.
Yeah, check that out for me. But these new cards do not have to be connected to the Internet. Eventually, once they do get connected to the Internet, they can
Bitcoin
sync.
Bitcoincard.com.
Yeah, but so you're going to trust that card has value on it.
It's a trusting system because it's open source.
Well,
so
when you use something,
I'm not the system itself, but if somebody gives you a card and you're not connected to the Internet, you don't necessarily know
if somebody
that
gives
card
you a gold
value.
Coin and you don't know how to weigh it and measure it, you're
and
not sure
it.
that thing is gold either.
Well, I would bet my money.
Hey, look, a lot more gold's been counterfeited than Bitcoin.
If the Internet goes down,
it's true.
If for whatever reason there's some type of problem and we cannot transfer Bitcoins on the Internet, then it dies. Whereas
you need to shut the Internet
down.
Silver
and gold and other kinds of real money have the ability to
if the Internet dies, you need to shoot the dog and eat it, okay? Forget about your gold coins and whether or not you've got enough silver dimes.
That is true.
You better go find... You better make sure that you kill your neighbor and eat him, otherwise they're going to do it to you.
Food, bullets, and silver are the best kinds of money.
Pornography,
in that kind of
liquor,
yeah.
cigarettes,
slave trade.
Yeah, sex. Sex.
I'm sorry.
All that stuff like sex is way more tangible, and I think it's a better money than... Bitcoin.
Okay, man.
Well, send it over the Internet. You can't shove that little hole inside the computer
me
either.
My opinion.
Thanks for the call, Alex. And you know what? It took me a while to really come around to Bitcoin and really see the value in it.
I think you have to use it to make purchases. I think you have to buy things.
To make
I
it real
own
for
things
you. Yeah.
That I have purchased, real things that have real value. Money is just a store of value, medium of exchange.
That's
it could
right.
be both of those things. But when, I mean, the real value are the things that you can use in your life. I have real things that I bought with Bitcoins. I get services, I get goods, whatever. It works for me.
Yep. 855-450-FREE. And as it works for you, it'll work for more people and become more valuable.
Yep.
The more people start using it.
I don't have a problem with gold and silver as, you know, using them as currency. I like them
for
that reason. But they have their limitations, as do Bitcoins.
And I have to say I agree with Eric Voorhees, who in his article about Bitcoins appearing at Porkfest, which, by the way, I syndicated over at freekeen.com, so you can just go right there and find it. I called it Bitcoin Takes Porkfest. He points out that silver and gold, while great and while he's a supporter of them, they just don't have the same ability to divide. I mean, even if you are in a physical location, silver and gold is useful if you're in a physical location with another person who's who values them.
But try giving change.
Right. You can't make change with them, and or you have to round up to the nearest 10.
I've had this instance where I brought – okay, so a client wanted to buy silver here in New Hampshire. We met up at Social Sundays here. I brought my silver and I brought some silver and some gold. Mm-hmm. He brought his silver and some gold. We must have spent a half an hour moving. It's probably an exaggeration, but we spent couple of tens of minutes moving coins back and forth, trying to figure out the proper combination of coins so that we could get as close as possible in value.
Yeah.
So you got to do the math and the calculations and all these things. It's a lot easier, a lot more divisible with Bitcoins. I purchased an item from TSA George when he was here in the studio the other evening from him.
On your phones, right?
He gave me a price. I got to a calculator. I figured out that price in Bitcoins. And
some of these Bitcoin apps will figure it out for you.
Yeah, they probably will. The one that I have won't do that.
Yep.
But you know, then I sent that amount of Bitcoins from my phone to his phone.
Boom.
Wham, bam. It was right there.
Done deal.
And he went and installed it in my car. Well, the thing I bought.
Yep, same thing. I did the same thing with Adam Kokesh today. I sent him a little bit of money for a deal that we had made, and I said, hey, I can send this via... He said, send it via my website. And I said, well, I can do that, but then the credit card company's going to take a fee. And he said, well, he'll take Bitcoin. All right, boom. Deal's done. And then no one loses any money to a fee. We're coming up. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
GCN listeners are wise when it comes to preparation. They know the realities of unemployment, natural disasters, terrorist attacks, nuclear meltdowns, and the debt crisis. The very real threat of food price inflation and food shortages loom on the near horizon. If you want great value for your hard-earned storable food dollar, you want Legacy Premium from PrepareWise.com. At PrepareWise.com, we offer the best freeze-dried food storage products on the market. Get great taste, gluten-free, vegetarian-friendly breakfast and entrees with a 25-year shelf life, fast free shipping shipped within 3 business days, and our low price guarantee. Compare and see the difference at preparewise.com/GCN. Special discounts available for GCN listeners at preparewise.com/GCN or call 888-545-6265. 1-888-545-6265. And say you heard it on GCN. Prepare now. Preparewise.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
On the airwaves, toll free at 855-450-FREE. We call it Free Talk Live because you're free to call in, talk about anything you want. And the number's toll free again, 855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Head over to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned in around the clock to the latest episode of Free Talk Live via our live streams. We've got them in three different sizes for your for whatever will fit your internet connection. We've also got over 100 great radio stations across the country on AM and FM that carry the show at various different times throughout the week. XM Satellite Radio carries us all 7 nights. And you can go to you can also get us on the webcam and the listen lines, as well as our free-to-air KU-band satellite channel. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to get all the details. Get tuned in. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
Our phone lines are sponsored by SACL CAI. They're a company that handles accounts receivable. If you have a business and you need to try something new in the area of accounts receivable or collections, SACL CAI can do it for you. You can go see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. All their employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you need to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI.
Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Jerry is listening in Tennessee at XM Satellite Radio's America's Talk. Hey, Jerry.
Yeah. Good evening. You're talking about citizenship there. I've always considered myself a sovereign citizen of the planet Earth here. And the other day, I had occasion here. I happened to buy a rifle. And
what if you move to the moon?
And you had to fill out a form, right? Of course, you know, you can't do anything without a tax or license or permission from the government. But one of the questions on there said, "Have you ever renounced your citizenship?" And I looked at the salesman and I said, "I got a problem with this one." He says, "Why is that?" I said, "I don't remember ever asking for it."
The citizenship, exactly. But I have to ask you, what is the definition of a sovereign citizen? Because to me, it seems like a contradiction in terms.
Well, no. I'd say I'm a saying citizen is not part of a government. See, actually, my philosophy on this whole thing is I think the United States was set up as an anti-government. I mean, it was set up more or less as a mediator between the states and for the purpose of mediating between the states protection, you know, to get us together in case we ever needed protection against the invasion or anything. But other than that, you know, they have no business in, you know, being involved in their life. I am responsible for myself. I take care of myself. I don't need a nanny state or a big brother looking over me, you know.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. I totally understand where you're coming from. Of course, some would argue that the government, the U.S. federal government, was actually set up to become a large centralized bureaucracy. The anti-federalists that were pushing for that?
Yes.
So some people believe that this was all planned in advance. Well, so just depends on who you ask.
I don't think so for one reason. If these guys didn't know that governments are inherently evil, why would they come up with a constitution? That's like putting a parachute on Superman.
But the Constitution is worse than the Articles of Confederation.
Well, yes, it could be, but the purpose of
because of the influence of people like Alexander Hamilton and the anti-federalists who like centralization and...
No, federalists like centralization, not anti-federalists.
That's right.
There's some confusion amongst...
She's right, it's federalists.
The federalists? I apologize.
The federalists' papers were written by Madison, Jay, and Hamilton.
Mm-hmm. I gotcha.
Well, like I said, the Constitution was made to be a bridle in the mouth of government. It wasn't made to be...
How'd that work out?
I think that's the lie they told us.
Not so well, you know. Yeah, but that's what it was intended to be, because I think that the founders originally, they knew that government was a necessary evil. I mean,
I don't agree with that.
It served its purpose. Well, you know, it does serve its purpose in some ways, but
it serves its own purposes. It doesn't serve me in any way, shape, or form.
Now we're debating about this term government. If government is an organization that keeps people safe, then I think it is necessary. I do not think it is evil.
That's not what it is. It endangers people.
Well, you're just defining it as government as we know it today.
That's true.
Governments as we know it today are monopolies that have no competition. Monopolies tend to be corrupt. They tend to be rent-seeking. And those organizations have a very difficult time being rapists.
I'd love to see the friendly government in which you envision, Mark, and I hope that someday...
All I'm talking about is competition in the marketplace.
Where they allow
Once
you
a
to
government
say no.
has to compete in that marketplace, then, you know, they're going to get better.
But, Jerry, here's the problem I have with calling... calling oneself a sovereign citizen, I think that not only does it have baggage that, it's getting real negative press. If you look around the media, you'll see they're basically calling sovereign citizens violent and crazy. But also, it's just inherently a contradiction, because in order to be sovereign, the definition of sovereign is basically you're a king, right? You're king of your own domain, essentially king of your own life. But if you're a citizen, the definition of a citizen is that you owe allegiance to a government and you're entitled to its protection. So you can't have a sovereign citizen. It's just not possible.
That's if you submit to the proposition that a citizen has to be a person that's allied with the government.
That's what a citizen is.
Planet Earth. I'm a citizen of the planet Earth. I'm not, a resident.
What if you go to the moon? Then what are you?
If you want to If you want
why, okay, I would like, I, people and how they define themselves is just baffling. And the reason why I've been so quiet tonight is because I'm in such a foul mood. I'm so tired of stupid people. I just can't take it anymore.
You're not calling him stupid, are you?
I'm not calling you stupid. No, I've just had it, though, with some of these things that people are saying, particularly around the 5-4 decision of the Supreme Court. But when you say that you're a sovereign citizen of planet Earth, what the heck does that mean? So if you move to the moon, are you no longer a sovereign citizen of planet Earth? Now you're a sovereign citizen of the moon? Why can't you just be a human being?
Why can't you? Yeah. Or a sovereign. Why isn't a sovereign just good enough?
Well, that's good enough. If you just want to drop it right, stop it right there. Is that I'm sovereign? Fine. I use the term citizen as meaning an individual, you know, actually.
Yeah. And that's true. It is the third definition of citizen, inhabitant or denizen. You can certainly use it in that way. But
I'll tell you, you're never going to make Ian happy if you use the word citizen. It just, it's like petting a cat the wrong direction.
I know what the definition
is. It messes with him so hard.
Thank you, by the way, Jerry, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you and your thoughts at 855-450-FREE.
Ian wants to change the world's definitions. Wants to make them think the way he does.
I'm not trying to change the definitions, Mark. I'm just reading from the dictionary here. I mean, the number one definition is the most accepted definition.
People read from the dictionary when they define words, though.
Well, they should. They darn well should, because that's why
dictionaries
exist.
Now you
want to
control their behavior again.
No, I don't want to control anyone's behavior. Saying someone should do something isn't that they have to do something. If you want to just make crap up, go right ahead. You can define things however you want to.
The language is fluid. It's as people use it, and it's important to know that. I mean, you can play the grammar Nazi game all you want, but when it gets to the point of communication, if you allow language to get in the way of communication, then you're failing at what it's for.
Right. We have to agree on what the words mean.
Yeah. So let's yell people into submission.
I don't think anybody was yelling in that particular case. We're simply pointing out that citizen means something primarily, and an alternate meaning is what he was using it for. The primary meaning clashes with the word sovereign.
So you think they put Eric Holder in jail?
I hope so.
Who knows? I mean, what all they did was just
criminal contempt,
him, right?
No, he's in criminal contempt.
Oh, criminal contempt?
Criminal and civil contempt.
Isn't the maximum jail time for that 10 days or something like that?
I don't know.
I feel like I heard that somewhere. This is one of our callers.
It'd be great
that.
If they put him in for 10 days.
Whoopie-doo.
It'd be awesome.
It'll be minimum security federal prison. Big deal.
No, it'd be
a work camp or something like that. It'll be nothing. Let's go to the phones here. Talk to Bill and Indy listening to WXNT. Hey, Bill.
Hey, I just want to make a comment real quick.
Go ahead, sir.
It's going to sound radical, but gold is not money.
Okay. What is it?
Why?
Well, it might have been 5,000 years ago in some other country, but not in the last 200 years in our country.
Well, more than fewer than 200 years. Silver was coinage in this country. Actually, gold is coinage currently in the United States under the Gold Eagles, but silver was used commonly as currency up until 65, and gold within the last 100 years.
Well, it's money if people are willing to accept it as a medium of exchange. More coming up here, 855-450-FREE. Bill's welcome to come back in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety? Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear, like bug and metal detectors, and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Lots of features await you. Got a lot of stuff there. The webcam is one of those features. You can watch and listen to the show, as well as interact in the chat room. The chat room's built into the same page as the cam. Go to cam.freetalklive.com to experience that. That's cam.freetalklive.com. Speaking of cams, when it comes to potential...
It's radio talk.
When it comes to potential police abuse, the most important place to protect yourself, it's while driving. That's where you're most likely to get to encounter the aggressive agents calling themselves the state of fill-in-the-blank. And the Freedom Cam can help you. Go to freedomcam.net. It's an amazing product that actually gives you all-around protection. You've got a GPS inside a dual camera mounted to the windshield of your car. This thing looks out at the front of your car at all times, also within the cab, and it's got a microphone built in, so it's constantly monitoring everything that is going on with your vehicle, inside your vehicle and outside as well. So it's really handy. I recommend it. I utilize it. In fact, my car is about to get back on the road here pretty soon. Mark, it's in your car, if I'm not mistaken. And I've been waiting eagerly to reinstall it since I've been pretty much off the road for 5 or 6 months here, as I've been trying to register the car. So freedomcam.net is where you can go to learn more about this product. It's great. I recommend it. freedomcam.net. As we continue with your calls, Bill is listening in Indy, and Bill, you said gold's not money. You're going to have to back that one up.
Well, yeah, I'm just going to talk in a non-emotional logic.
By the way, it's really hard to hear you. I apologize. Make sure you're talking right into your phone.
Okay, I'm going to talk in a very non-emotional, logical way. I'll be like...
hey, just because you're emotional doesn't mean you're not logical.
Okay. I'll be just like Mr. Spock on Star Trek. How's that?
All right.
And gold, the statement gold is not money makes sense once you follow the logic. And I'm not saying I don't know the history of it, just like you guys do. Maybe 5 or 6,000 years ago over in Egypt, maybe they traded gold gold currency or whatever.
They used it in the United States until relatively recently. I mean, they use gold as currency in the United States more than not.
Let's make sure we're on the same page here, Bill. Define money for me.
Money is a medium of exchange.
And you're saying gold is not that?
In our society, in today's day, that's the United States currency. I'm not defending currency, saying it's not fiat money like you always talk about. I'm saying $20 bills is, that's true money. That's real money today. Take your gold over to Walmart and see if you can buy any food with it. You cannot.
There's popular money, and then there's less popular money. Gold is still used as a medium of exchange amongst those who value it as for that purpose.
Not in our country. It's not used as a medium of exchange.
Ever? Is it ever used as a medium of exchange?
It's not used as a medium of exchange in our country.
That's an inaccurate statement. I used it just the other day.
Last week I did.
What about silver? What about silver?
I used silver. I used silver.
An ounce of, okay, take a 1 ounce bar of silver into Walmart and see what happens. They will say, sir.
You're not going to get a bar of silver for an ounce. That would be 23.15 ounces, actually, is a bar.
Well,
anyway,
you
go
can
on.
Make,
I don't know. They make bars in 1 ounces. They make bars in 1 ounces. They make bars in 10 ounces.
It's
they
true.
Make
you can have bars that are.
Like a doorstopper is what I think of as a bar.
Yeah, no, they have these little square. It's basically a square, rectangular coin.
Okay, I got a 100-ounce bar. I got a 100-ounce bar. It weighs about 6.5 pounds.
Now, that's difficult to divide, and admittedly, you know,
you have a 100-ounce bar that weighs six what?
About 6.2 pounds.
I've brought an ounce of...
right?
Yeah, do the math.
Sounds
now, wait
right.
a second. That's worth about $2,600. Now, I can walk into Walmart, but they're going to turn me away because...
Well, that's too bad. Look, I can go into the Corner News here in Keene, New Hampshire, and I can buy silver from the vendor there.
Do you know that there's 10 ounces of silver in a pound?
Hold on a second. This is a better way to do it, because I can see we're bumping. Yeah, a better way to do it and not be so mean about it. Let me equate gold and silver with stock. I'm not saying gold and silver is not an asset class, and I'm not saying it's not a store of value. I'm just saying to... spend your gold and silver, you have to first convert it to real money, which
no, you don't. It depends on who you're talking to.
Yeah, I've gone to Staples and spent 1 ounce silver rounds for things.
I've done it at Office Max down in Sarasota, Florida.
I think it was Office Max I went to. I'm not certain. So I went to the same place Ian went to just to see whether it could be done, and I did it. And, you know, I've also recently paid people in silver coinage. So
silver was being transferred between people at Pork Fest?
I would say that you're right.
And copper.
That it is not readily usable. It is difficult to use. It has lots of issues as far as a currency goes. The divisibility is a problem with gold and silver as precious metals. But to say it's not a currency is inaccurate.
Right.
If one person, by your definition, you're saying it's not being used, and I have met your definition and proved you wrong.
That may be 1%. You're probably right.
No, okay,
it's still
1%.
Money. It's still money. Thank you, Bill, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Jeff, also listening in Indy.
Somebody will still take drachmas for payments.
Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's on your mind tonight?
I think you guys are doing a great job. I want to commend you for doing the necessary things for this country. I think we need a revolution in this country. Don't you believe that?
I disagree. I used to think that. I think what we need is an evolution.
Yes.
Because I don't want to revolve. I don't want to go back around to the beginning. I don't want to try this again. I want to evolve past the idea of having a monopoly on coercive force, to evolve past the idea of the state. Just as we've evolved past the idea of chattel slavery, it's time to evolve past the idea of these big farms, these slave farms, plantations known as states.
That's cool. I can dig that.
Yeah, evolution.
And by the way, Michelle, you have a beautiful voice.
You know, she's got this beautiful.
Oh, my goodness. You can see her on the webcam right now, Jeff, at cam.freetalklive.com.
Okay. Keep up the good work, guys.
Thanks for the call.
And gal,
guys in the plural, as in including women. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it. Michael,
she's a lovely woman. The problem is she thinks for herself.
If she would just shut up, she'd be so hot, is what I heard someone say.
Let's talk to Michael listening in Wyoming. You're on Free Talk Live. Hi, Michael.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I want to talk about Mark Stevens. He's the guy that gives legal advice on LRN, and I got into sort of internet beef with him. I wrote a letter saying I think that what he does is bad, and we can talk about that more. But the interesting thing is he responded on his blog and said, I welcome anyone to come on here and talk, you know, I welcome Michael to come on here and talk about it. But he, I sent him a response. He didn't post it, and he's approved a bunch of stuff since then, and he's blocking people I know who are sticking up for me from posting, and he's sending people over to my blogs and my Facebook, you know, being snitty. I'm approving their remarks, but he's cherry-picking and trying to make it look fair. That's what I'm saying.
Hmm. So, let's see. Mark Stevens, we've had Mark on this program in the past.
Many times.
A few times. And he is somebody who has a lot of interesting legal approaches. He wrote a book called Adventures in Legal Land, and it's a great book. I mean,
it's got
a lot of great information in it. It's a real eye-opener. But at the same time, people have various different results with attempting to utilize his courtroom techniques. You know, it's never resulted in any cases being thrown out for me. And generally, the you know, the things that he does in a courtroom are going to really upset a judge. And so you have to be willing to take whatever the consequences will be of possibly upsetting a judge in order to utilize his approach. But your concern, Michael, as we've talked about this off the air, has been essentially that he's not disclaiming the information he's giving out. So, for instance, our sponsor, Jillian from Stateless Sweets, was on his show recently, apparently at his invitation, and he gave her some advice that a lawyer friend of yours, Michael, thought was really dangerous advice because Jillian is facing felony charges. So it's not like just some traffic ticket where you can go into court and kind of throw caution to the wind and not really put too much at risk. I mean, she's risking a prison term, and you felt like he wasn't taking that seriously, or you want to expound on that?
Yeah, I have no problem with people who aren't licensed practicing law if they're good at it. And he does have a cadre of people who say, hey, I love him. I tried his thing and got my traffic ticket thrown out. I haven't seen anyone who said it's worked with a felony. They're probably all in jail, you know, so we can't hear from them. But he really cherry picks information. He called me a COINTELPRO agent today. I thought that was pretty interesting.
What is a COINTELPRO? He sounds government.
FBI plant in the Liberty Movement trying to make sense.
Well, you ought to get out of Wyoming. There's nobody there.
That's why I like it.
Yeah, and you never leave your house either. Michael, you want to talk?
My house. I go to the gun range. And
hang on a second. Michael's with us here from Freedom Fiends. More on the way here at 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control. Your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guarantee.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx? I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com, and if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can go to promote.freetalklive.com, get free banners and flyers and different things, high-res graphics that you can use to make your own Free Talk Live stuff. Maybe you want to make your own shirt, you can do that. Go ahead, take our logo and put it on stuff. Go to promote.freetalklive.com to find all that and more. It's all free. That's promote.freetalklive.com. There is a bit of controversy between two liberty-oriented talk show hosts. One of them is Mark Stevens from the No State Project at markstevens.net. That's Mark with a C. And the other is Michael Dean from Freedom Fiends at freedomfiends.com. Is that right, Michael?
Yes.
And you contacted me, I think it was last night or sometime a couple days ago, about this situation where one of our sponsors, and also your sponsors, Stateless Sweets, Jillian, was arrested down in Texas on her way to Porkfest. They allegedly caught her with some hash and a bowl pack's worth of marijuana and a pipe, and she's now facing felony drug charges in Texas. She got on Mark Stevens' show where he gives legal suggestions.
He invited her on. He wrote her and said, "I can help you with your court situation." Make right. that clear. He reaches out to people, and then he got her on there and said, basically said, "Well, the judge has no authority. You should question the judge on that." And told her some other things, said look for a change of venue, which probably wouldn't be relevant in this because, it's not a court trial, it's a hearing. Suggested that since she was denied a pillow for 8 hours, there was some way to change venue because of that, which is specious. A whole bunch of other really bad advice that an attorney I talked to said would land her in jail, and if she went with a public defender even, she'd get probation. And basically his thing is, I believe, is trying to get people to fight the man, I like it when you do it. I like it when a demo does it. I like it when Pete does it. I don't like it when someone's posing as an attorney who is offering advice, saying, if you do this, results may be good. And he says he doesn't give advice. He only gives information on what's worked for him. But he has advice for every person who calls, no matter what country or state they're calling from and what their crime is. So he must spend a lot of time getting arrested for everything. If he
I guess I knew ahead of time that he wasn't an attorney, but you know, I just wonder how long one would have to, how short of a short time a listener would have to be of his program to be of the opinion that he was an attorney.
Several people have told me, including an attorney, I thought he was an attorney, you know, who just tuned in a few minutes here and there.
He's talking about law. He's talking about courts. I mean, it's understandable why people would jump to that particular conclusion.
So
he charges money for phone consultations, you know.
Well, he does?
Yeah, $100 an hour.
People pay that?
A lot of people do, yeah.
Now,
and I find it really telling that he's, you know, not only saying I'm probably an FBI agent or I'm doing this for publicity, which is total horse crap, I try to stay out of stuff like this, or, you know, any other number of ad hominem things, but he is keeping any, you know, he's saying on his blog, I welcome Michael to respond anytime, and then he's not posting my responses, not posting responses of people backing me, and posting all his, you know, fans' responses and sending them over to post on my Facebook. He's cherry picking his backers.
Where's the best
place? Why didn't you call him or send him an email ahead of time?
Why didn't I?
Yeah. Rather than open.
Because I didn't think he'd respond to logic. I really didn't. And this is showing it to me that he's like, you know, hiding responses that don't back him. You know, I'm not going to go on his show. I'm not going to go on this show with him. And he probably thinks he's won, and I said that in the letter to him, that he's not posting on his blog and posting everyone else's comments.
Where is your original piece available? Is it what's the best website for folks to go and see that?
Libertarianpunk.com.
Libertarianpunk.com. You can see Michael Dean's allegations against Mark Stevens from the No State Project. And then Mark wrote a response on his website, markstevens.net. That's Mark with a C, Stevens.net. I've read your original article. I have yet to read his response.
You can search it at Michael Dean's emotional hit piece.
That's what it says right there on Mark
Stevens.
Well,
I link it too on mine, unlike him. He's not linking me back on his.
Actually, he has linked to you there.
You mentioned.
He has linked to you. It's right in the first paragraph.
Oh, he linked to me, but he's not printing my response. And he's
your response. Gotcha.
People backing him. Yeah.
Michael, you mentioned Pete Nademo and Ian and other people whose civil disobedience you respect and how they. You know, advise people regarding not taking a plea, or I assume is what you were kind of alluding to, also in representing themselves in court and stuff. And we mentioned earlier online that, or on the air, that we try to suggest to people that they do things that we already do, you know, rather than telling people what they ought to do that you're not practicing yourself. And so 2 years ago when I met Mark Stevens at Porkfest, I had a very brief conversation with him, but it was kind of about that and the idea of, well, if you're not yourself getting arrested, or you haven't spent time in jail, or you've never actually had to defend yourself regarding these things, then, you know, I had a bit of a criticism about advising anyone to, you know, do anything that you haven't already, you know.
What do you say?
Done yourself. Well, he had a lawyerly sort of response, actually, you know, and that, you know, we have rights, and that, you know, if you just know what to say in court, that you can win, and da-da-da, and
this,
so he didn't really address
my question. He's never been in court, though, either. Like, he's sending lambs to the slaughter, and...
I'm pretty sure he's been in court.
Yeah, he's been in court. He helped Ian out on his case. I know
he
that
tried to help. I mean, it didn't really go anywhere.
But has he ever represented himself?
There you go. It didn't really help. There you go. What's that?
Well, right, I've tried Mark's approaches in court before, and it has been very entertaining watching the judge get flustered and basically admit to, what was it that one of the judges admitted to, like representing
they said they represented the state.
The state, right. So
the judge represents the state, the state's attorney represents the state, and you're going to get a fair trial, don't worry.
Right, and then you know, basically sliming out of the point that I brought up that, oh, well, you've admitted to representing the plaintiff. So how can I get a fair trial? Well, you'll get a fair trial. And then they move right along. But the idea is...
Of course, it's something for appeal. But.
And as Mark points out in his book, Adventures in Legal Land, his tactics are not a guaranteed win. I mean, he's pointed out before
that
this...
Well, no lawyer can guarantee anything either. But, you know, how do you think it's going to work if Jillian goes to Texas, not her home state, and Texas, where a judge already hates her and challenges her? She's going to end up in a cage. And,
I think that's a very well a possibility.
What's that?
I think that's very reasonably a possibility, and that's why I have some concerns, and I'm looking forward to reading his response. I think that your concerns are very valid, and if the show isn't being disclaimed appropriately enough, I think that's a problem.
His response is that I'm working for the FBI.
Well, his response is really long here. I haven't got the COINTELPRO portion of it, but, it can't be summed up in that sentence.
If that's what his response is, then that seems pretty paranoid to me, and I'd be disappointed about that. But this
well,
is obviously...
COINTELPRO
is in there. I just searched it.
Well, written response. There's no typos in it. It's well done. It's just not very factual, My whole thing with him is just, I feel like what he's doing is saying, if we put enough people in front of the enemy's machine guns, eventually they'll run out of bullets and we'll win.
Well, that's what's going on in New Hampshire.
I think there's some validity to throwing oneself into the gears of the system. I think that's a valid approach, but I don't
it needs
think
to be done with forethought.
Forethought. People that need to know what they're getting into before
it's
they get into this.
It's not what people are looking for when they call him necessarily. They hear a show, they go, this guy has legal advice. They call up, I can't allow money for a lawyer. He tells them he sounds like a lawyer. He doesn't say he's not on the show, and he says, here's what you do. Here's what will work. Here's what's worked for other people. I mean, he said to Jillian, this has worked for traffic tickets in Texas, like something he was implying. She's facing two drug felonies in Texas, and the cops in that, the state that she's dealing with there, the judge, the prosecutor, they hate her already because cop block people called up and hassled them.
Yeah.
Which I don't see a problem with. But it's kind of like they're punishing one for the whole class there.
Sure, they'll
do it. Hopefully Jillian will exercise, good buyer beware.
She's contacted a lawyer.
Yeah, and talk to different people who have been in a similar situation or something like that. But
that's true. That's a good point, Michelle. Yeah. I mean, certainly buyer beware. If you're going to talk to some guy on the radio and take legal advice from him, whether it's Mark Stevens or that Jack Ball that hosts that national show, what's his name? Bill Handel, one of the rudest men I've ever heard on the radio.
I find his show entertaining.
He is because he's so rude to people.
He is so rude to people.
So rude.
Mark also implied that I was bad for talking to an attorney. To get his opinion. And the attorney I talked to is a pro-FIJA, liberty-minded practicing attorney who's in criminal courtrooms all day and knows how.
Michael, let us know how this develops. I'm interested to hear more about it. Obviously, I programmed the LRN.FM feed, so I want to make sure that everything is as copacetic as possible there. But buyer beware. Don't take advice from just one person. Maybe get different advice from different places or suggestions from different sources. Finn, Ian here with you.
Michelle.
Excuse me, and Mark. And see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
It's not easy for an unknown person to get noticed in this busy world. Hello, I'm Brad Ryder. I'm a songwriter, and I have a couple of albums, one with a country sound and one that's Christian-inspired. I'd like to invite you to visit my Facebook page, facebook.com/downbearmusic. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. My name's Brad Ryder, and my music is at facebook.com/downbearmusic. And thanks for noticing.
There's a legendary piece of equipment in the radio world. It's the CC Radio 2. It has the best AM reception, bar none, thanks to their twin-coil ferrite AM antenna. It also has stellar FM reception, plus ham and weather. I recently got one, and it's the nicest radio I've ever owned. If you're not familiar with the Sea Crane Company, their products are lauded for their quality by experts the world over. I highly endorse the Sea Crane Company. Get the CC Radio 2 at ccrane.com, ccrane.com.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing the minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity. I'd be making sure I was taking it with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.